proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host Aaron Broughton, and thank you for joining me. For over 3,000 years, the Jewish people have celebrated the miracle of Passover. The children of Israel were slaves in Egypt and eventually were freed by the hand of God. Exodus chapter 12 records how this event took place. God instructed the Jewish people to keep the Passover as a memorial throughout their generations, a memorial that continues even till this day. From the simple meal in Egypt to a fine dinner today, a thread of tradition has been maintained by the Jewish people. And if you've ever visited a Jewish home during Passover, you will find a Seder table full of meaningful symbols, and the word Seder here means order. Now, during the course of the meal, four cups are drunk remembering the four I wills of Exodus 6 verses 6 and 7. Four questions are asked retelling the story of the Exodus from Egypt, and four children are illustrated as a way to teach the story in different ways. In fact, we've been discussing these over the past few programs. But one of the most fascinating parts of the Passover Seder is the expectation of a special guest. If you attend a Passover Seder, you will notice that one seat is vacant. A special guest is none other than the prophet Elijah. Elijah was expected as one who would announce the coming of the Messiah. The Bible records that Elijah never died. Instead, he was taken to heaven by a chariot of fire. The Bible also says that he would return. This prophecy is mentioned in Malachi chapter 4, verses 5 and 6, where it says, "Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord, and he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse." The Jewish people have eagerly awaited the coming of the Messiah every Passover with Elijah as his messenger. Earlier, we mentioned the four cups of Passover. Just before the last cup is drunk, another is poured, the cup of Elijah. At that time, one of the children will run to the door and open it to see if Elijah has arrived. It is a time of great expectation, and the family will then gather and sing the song Eliyahu HaNavi. And the translation of that song goes like this: Elijah the prophet, Elijah the Tishbite, Elijah the Gileadite, may he come quickly in our days, with the Messiah, the son of David. In the 12th century, Rabbi Moses Maimonides, also called the Rambam, formed the 13 articles of faith for the Jewish people. The 12th, which is called Ani Me'amin, is frequently recited during Passover. It is translated as I believe. The article states, "I believe with a perfect faith in the coming of the Messiah, and though he may tarry, nevertheless I will wait for him every day until he comes." Fortunately, the Messiah has come in the person of Jesus Christ. It was John the Baptist who came in the spirit of Elijah, announcing to the world, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world." You see, Jesus fulfilled the feast of Passover by becoming the Passover Lamb. In fact, Jesus died on Passover. Jesus came not to abolish the law, but to fulfill it. Jesus died on the cross for our sins according to the Scriptures. Our sins have separated us from a holy God who desires fellowship with us. Jesus provides forgiveness to all who believe. Have you trusted Jesus as your Savior, your Messiah? If you haven't, I invite you to talk to us how you can begin a new life in Christ. And when you do, you will find true joy. As we think about the special guest of Passover and the expectation of Elijah, this thought should drive us to action. Are we actively seeking the Lord and anticipating His return? Passover points us to that future hope, a hope found in none other than the Messiah. Now, I pray that this program has been a blessing to you today, my friend. If you'd like to hear this broadcast again, or listen to our many other archive programs related to Israel and the Jewish people, you may do so by going to ibjm.org. In fact, why don't you share this with a friend as well? One other resource I want to mention is a small booklet available called The Jewish Passover, written by IBJM's founder, the late Dr. Jacob Gardenhouse, and I know that this will be a blessing to you. Now, as we close out this program, let's remember the prayer that closes Passover that says, Lo Shana Abha BeYerushalayim, next year in Jerusalem, next year with the Messiah. And with that, we say, Amen.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.